The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And all week we've been talking about sweet slumber. Specifically, we've shared some of the best ways to get better quality sleep and even how to track our sleep patterns so we can make some changes and hopefully wake up happier in the mornings.
And some of you may wake up feeling cheerful, but lots of us don't. And sometimes that's because we don't get enough sleep or we don't sleep well throughout the night. It's worth talking about because there are lots of problems associated with not getting enough sleep.
Yep. Weight gain, crankiness with our kids and coworkers, and not being able to do our jobs very well. Specifically, we waste time because we have to do tasks over when we mess them up the first time. These are all downsides of a bad night's sleep.
Experts also say those persistent headaches and even depression can be associated with poor sleep habits, not to mention some long-term diseases like diabetes and heart problems.
Ouch. The truth is we feel so much better when we get more sleep. We know it's hard though. As moms, we crave downtime, and that often means staying up after the kids finally go to bed. But when you think about some of these health issues, it makes it easier to say good night a little earlier.
One thing I like to do is have a little snack, and some foods are better than others when it comes to going to sleep. Cherries apparently contain melatonin, so they're good. Almonds, milk, chamomile tea, and bananas are all supposed to help you go to sleep a little faster.
Well, that's interesting. Well, thanks for listening today, and we'd love for you to pop over to our website to see what we've got going on for parents. Find us at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.